Hey everyone, welcome back to Emergency Call. I am your host, Amanda Boltano.
I'm a host too, I guess.
Yes, and I am the other one.
And I'm the better host, Michelle Boltano.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem, it's me. Hey everyone.
Hi.
Hi guys, I'm hungover. How are you on this fine Sunday morning?
I'm good, I'm not hungover. I only had a couple of drinks and I was feeling well. Like, good, but I don't feel... Dad got me out of there early enough for me not lucky. To be, like...
I told myself I wasn't going to get drunk. And so, last night, I had my best friend Rachel's graduation party. She graduated from University of Delaware.
So proud of you, Rachel!
And so, I got there, and I drove. So, I was like, oh, like, maybe I just won't drink. I'll just drive home. And then, I'm talking to her mom, and I was like, could I leave my car here if I decide to drink? She was like, leave your car here and get a drink right now.
I love a supportive mom.
I was like, okay. So I ended up getting fucked up. Everybody, I think, was fucked up. Literally, like...
So much fun.
Tequila, shot, tequila, this drink, champagne, out the bottle. Crazy. Rachel did a keg stand. Like, oh, man, out of pocket. So I'm pretty hungover right now, but in the best way. I'm chill. I'm good.
Amanda has full-on anxiety today. Guys, like, full-on anxiety that I could actually feel. Feel it, and I just like I keep taking these deep breaths, like okay, it's not my anxiety. Why do I? Oh, your energy is pulling me in.
My energy is very strong today. I'm so sorry.
Jesus.
Oh man, guys, like I kind of want to tell you what happened and why I'm anxious, but at the same time, I'm like, do I need to air everything out on the internet? Like, should I just be a private person and shut the fuck up? Sometimes, maybe, probably.
But what fun would that be?
I feel like that's no fun. LOL. I'm so sorry. This is why I like don't have a boyfriend probably because I just can't shut the fuck up online. No? Is that why?
I mean, you don't have to talk about it, but Amanda had a good night.
I had a kiss with a boy from my past, basically. And I did not expect that to happen.
Were you happy?
I guess. Yeah. I'm scared.
Aww.
Oh man. Anyway, so I'm like spiraling like every second of the fucking day apparently because of this. Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, I too was at a graduation party for Jake and Hunter and Frankie, and it was so much fun. Everybody was fun. The food was amazing. Frankie's dad cooked everything. He's such a good cook. And the vibes were cool. Everybody was cool. It was fun. It was a good time.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad we both had fun.
Yeah.
Pound it, sister.
Except that I'm not hungover.
Yeah. So what was your peak in your, or what is it, Rosenthorn? What was your Rosenthorn?
This week?
Mm-hmm.
I hate when you ask me this because I'm like, I don't fucking know. And I got to think the whole week through.
I don't even have one. I don't even know. Don't look at me like that.
My... Rose this week. Let me think. I honestly have no idea. I don't even know what I did this week.
I don't even know what I did either.
Other than fucking work. I don't know. I didn't do anything productive this week, but this week I did the challenge of not washing my hair for quite a few days because I find like since I've had COVID a few times that my hair is falling out. Or changed a lot. So I did the whole like I only went 5 days because I had a party yesterday and I wasn't going there. My hair was greasy. It was like the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. But it honestly, blow drying it yesterday after not washing it for 5 days, it felt alive.
Mm-hmm. And then you train your hair.
Right. So I need to do like a full 7 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to make time, but like I can't do next week. I could do 5 days, but then I have a party again.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I can't.
I can go like a week and my hair doesn't look too terrible with dry shampoo. And I feel like my hair is more voluminous when it's dirty. Like it looks like
yeah, not mine.
Amazing.
Mine no,
it
looks
will
like
get there though.
That's what I'm told, but I haven't reached that point yet. And I really, really want to. So, I mean, not that that was my rose, but that's what I did this week.
I think that's a rose for sure.
I tried.
Okay. So what was your thorn? What was your pokey little thorn? What got you?
Nothing got me this week.
That's good. I'm so happy for you.
I don't. Nothing bothered me, I don't think, that I can remember. I usually don't let things bother me too much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to think. I think my thorn is this, like, very moment. Not the podcast, but I'm waiting for... You know what? Fuck. fuck when people don't answer your phone, your texts. That's all I have.
Amanda has a little anxiety because she sent a text out and didn't get a response, and she's overthinking.
I'm not overthinking. I know why I'm not getting a response. Like, I know why he's not answering, and it's because I'm terrible.
You're not terrible. You're a good person.
Because he hates me. I'm just kidding. I'm so dramatic. It's so fun. No, yeah, that's my thorn right now. And my rose. Oh, I got very tall. My rose was Rachel's grad party. This weekend was fun. Rachel's grad party and like seeing her. I haven't seen her in so long. And then Friday night, I went to Yard House with Drew and Maddie, and we got fucking humongous beers. And that was really fun. And I also haven't seen them in a while, so that was nice.
Yeah.
So those are my roses.
Oh, that's nice.
Friends from high school.
Guys, we really just like are winging this crap today.
Yeah, we don't have much of a plan because I don't think I have much of anything left in me.
Amanda has no energy.
Oh, I have energy. I have too much energy. Like, I'm like the kind of hungover right now where I feel manic. Like, I could run around and do a bajillion things at once. Like, really? I was just shoving my laundry and doing my laundry, cleaning this,
going. Because you have nervous energy right now.
Yes, I do. Hopefully it's not radiating through the microphone. Does anybody else get, like, extreme anxiety? Do you get anxiety?
Nah.
She gives no fucks.
I don't give a fuck. I'm too old to give a fuck. But I don't think I've ever had it that felt that way. Because honestly, like, I know when I'm wasted, I'm definitely crazy because I'm a totally different person. And I do. I say crazy things. I say out-of-pocket things when I'm fucking sober.
Me too. So imagine me with tequila and other things. Like, I mixed so many alcohols. So, like, whenever I'm drunk,
I'm having a severe hot flash right now and I want to fucking strip.
What?
It's so hot in here.
Sorry. No, so, like, when I have alcohol in my system, like, I'm already out of pocket. I already, like, am up front. And, like, it's not like I say mean things. Like, I'm not, like, right, a mean drunk. And I also am not, like, that obvious of a drunk. Which, honestly, is a little bit worse because I feel like it'll seem like I'm not that fucked up. But then I won't remember, like, everything I said. So then I'm like, oh my god, do people think that, like, I was saying those things because, like, I just wanted to say them? Or, like, do they understand that I was fucked up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like you hold so much in. And then when you're drunk, you let it all out. And you mean all of it.
Yeah, no. That's the other scary thing. I forget some things that I said. But I know I said a lot of things last night. And I know I meant them all. Because I have a lot of things in my brain at all times. So when I get someone in my face that I'm like have a lot of things in my brain about, I just tell them everything I've ever thought, which is so fucked up.
I do the same thing.
I hate it because like I sabotage myself, but like at the same time it's good to get those things out, but it's like, okay, can I be a grown adult and say them sober?
I think that you really need to practice that.
I need to go to therapy.
I think that you need to tell people how you feel sober.
Yeah.
But
I'll work on that.
You have to
every day.
Franklin. It's just something you need to work on.
Every day is a.
I'm sure a lot of people like that are like that.
Yeah, because it's like also if I like don't see somebody for a while and then I see them when I'm drunk and I have a lot of built up things to say, like.
And then she goes and kisses them. It's fine.
Hey, no. Take that. Shut up.
You were very happy when you came home last night.
Not surprised.
You were funny.
Because I slept in my hometown last night. And I locked one of the cats in the room with me and I literally was talking to
her. She sent me text messages and was like, well, her name's Ash, but I call her Lulu. And she's like, Lulu said it was okay that I kissed him last night. And Lulu says this. And I'm like, okay. You go have some girl talk with Lulu.
I'm fucking crazy. I'm actually crazy. Like, yeah, no, I need fucking help.
It was funny.
Oh, man, guys. I wasn't going to tell you guys this, but I mean, this is all I've been talking about because I can't think about anything else. Whatever.
I don't know. I feel like mothers always know. Mother's intuition knows best.
Knows what, please? All right, let's talk about things we have coming up. This month is so busy.
Yeah.
June. It's June 4th today. I have so much going on this month. I'm very overwhelmed, but I'm excited. This weekend, I go on Thursday to my cousin Olivia's bachelorette. So that will be a really fun weekend. We go Thursday to Sunday. And we're staying in a house in the Hudson County. We've rented an Airbnb. It's so nice. The pool is gorgeous. We have, like, all this stuff planned. We have one day. We're just doing, like, a pool day and having like a private chef come.
Wait, when is this airing? Because does she know about any of this? In case she...
She's not going to listen.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I feel like no. I mean, this is going to air the day we go.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we just have a lot of fun stuff planned. We're going to a winery. It's just going to be
You're going to have a fun weekend.
Uh-huh. And then I come back and Emma Top comes like 2 days after I come back because we're working on an Aussie campaign together. And then...
How long is she staying for?
Just like a couple days. Mm-hmm. And then I go or have the weekend off. And then I go to Arizona the weekend after that to see Avery with Anna and Logan. My two friends from...
So exciting.
Avery and Logan are my two friends from LA. And Anna introduced me to Avery. So... That'll be really fun. What else do I have? I feel like I have so many...
And that's it. June's over.
I know, but I feel like I have so many, like, random things in the middle of that.
We have a lot of, like, events to go to.
Yeah. So, it's just going to be a crazy busy month. Like, I feel like the summer's already flying by, and no. It didn't
July's
start.
July's pretty calm for you, though.
Yeah, I've, like, made it a point to try to not have anything planned in July, because I just want to chill and be like, able to, like, go to the beach and just, like, hang out with my friends.
That's what you should do.
Chill.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fun.
Fun,
I
fun.
Love summer.
I know, me too. Do you have anything planned for June?
No. Oh, well, I mean, I have Antoni and Victoria's graduation party next Saturday.
Yeah, which
those
I'm
are my nieces. They're going to Penn
but
State.
This Saturday coming up.
Yeah, this Saturday. And then, oh, me and Dad's wedding anniversary is Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll be married 25 years.
That's so romantical.
So we're going to go to dinner with you guys Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, I took the day off. I switched. Mm-hmm. I'm working Monday. But,
That's fun.
And then we're going to steakhouse over here. So that's what we're doing. But for 25...
Are you guys going to stop by and say hi?
Maybe. But for 25 years, I was like, oh, we should go somewhere. Like, take a vacation. Yeah. But, you know, it's Antoni and Victoria's graduation party. And I don't want to miss that either. Yeah. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to go away in July.
That's going to be so fun.
We're going to go somewhere in Boston for a few days. And just chill. So, and go see Pink.
That's going to be really fun. Their song. Tell them the song. That's your song.
Yeah. What's the title?
True Love.
True Love, yeah. So I'm so excited because I've always, like, heard this song, True Love, and I'm like, this is, you know, what does she say? You're a fucking asshole. You're a pain in my ass, but I love you anyway. Like, that's me. If you truly know me, you know that I'm not mushy. Like, I'm going to be like, you're fucking annoying. You're a pain in the ass. Like, I am too. Like, I know I'm fully annoying. Like, I think once you know that you're, sometimes I don't want to be with me either, so it's like,
yeah, same. Sometimes
he takes it so personal sometimes, though, and it's like, it's not. Like, he could tell me the same thing to me, and I wouldn't get insulted. So, anyway, I wanted to go to Pink, and she's playing in MSG in November, mm-hmm. but we're going to already be, like, an hour past Boston, on, like, this beach place that we're staying, but I was like, why don't we just, like, go back to the city of Boston? I'm staying in the hotel Emma suggested,
good.
And, he's never been to Boston. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cool there. There's so many fun restaurants and shops. Serafina's there.
Ooh.
So I was like, we'll go. We'll chill. And we're going to go see Pink. And I'm going to sing our song to you
That's
during the concert.
So
I hope
cute.
She sings it. I tried to look her playlist up, but
her lineup.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, no, she definitely will. She has to.
Yeah.
It's such an iconic song. That's yeah. going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm going to scream it. I'll record it for you. Send it to you.
Yeah, please do. I love
so,
that song.
That is it. And then we come back and we have Liv's wedding. So it's going to be a fun week.
Really fun summer.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your secret
to... I'm going away this month, actually.
Oh, where? With
the
your
weekend
friends.
You're going to Arizona. I'm going to the beach with my friends, too. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your secret for having a marriage last 25 years? That's a long fucking time. Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't know, honestly. Just whatever.
Just like each other, I guess. Kind of fuck with each other?
Yeah, I'm a fucking pain in the ass.
No, I mean, like, you fuck with each other. Like, you like each other. Like, hey, I fuck with you.
I just fuck with him. Period. he puts up with my bullshit.
Yeah, you guys are silly. You guys have a silly relationship. Like, and I feel like you guys can joke around.
And... Like, yeah, he doesn't... He might get insulted and just doesn't tell me, but I don't really care. Because I can't be with somebody who I can't, like...
Like, joke around with.
Or just...
He doesn't get insulted.
Or just, like, be myself. Like, yeah. I never, ever wanted to change myself for anybody. And I didn't care... Like, I don't want to walk on eggshells. I don't want to...
So you got to find somebody, basically, that you can be completely yourself with. I feel like if you can't be completely you in a relationship, it'll never, ever work out. Like, how is that meant to work if you're, like, acting like somebody else, you know? Like, if you're walking on eggshells right. and, like, trying to, like, be a different version of yourself for them, like, that's never going to last.
Listen, there's things that I disagree with him on fully, and I tell him I don't care. But also, like, he let me take the reins too on parenting, which was, thank God. Because if he didn't, it would have been a strict household, I think.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. That's chill, though, because you made him that way, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Because neither one of us really grew up in a, like, it was a nice family home, but, like, strict Italian fathers, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting stuff, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Really excited for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is great. What else should we talk about? Right. I really want to know what the text
message said. Oh, God.
Are you going to answer?
Yeah. I just read my mom the text.
I had to. I'm invested.
I hope he doesn't fucking listen to this. Guys, I've talked about this boy on this podcast, like, so many times. And I don't think I brought that up last night. I'm pretty sure I did not. But, like, I'm so curious if he's listened. Because I have, like, publicly apologized to him on here. And, like... I'm really scared, and now I'm fucking. I wish that I was more private, but you know what? That's just who I am. I'm an open book.
Listen, we're here on a podcast talking about everyday life. You're not throwing names out there.
No, no one knows who it is.
So who cares?
No, I'm a big preacher on, like, not going back to the past or anyone in the past, unless they're a good person. Like, if they're genuinely a good person and, like, nothing too, like, bad happened, I don't think there's anything wrong with revisiting an old friend.
But if I look back at the journey of you two, it's like always the wrong time.
Yeah.
So just whatever's meant to be, obey. Yeah. You came home very happy last night. That's all I could tell you.
Good to know.
Yeah. Actually, before he showed up, you sent me a text and you were like, blah, blah's coming.
Yeah. No, literally.
Like, you, I could. Because
I didn't know that this guy was coming to the party. And Rachel told me as I'm sitting there, I literally start chugging. She goes, I told her, like, something because I, like, reached out to him a couple months ago. And he, like, ended up, like, not answering one of the messages that, like, was so embarrassing. And so I, like, told her that. She didn't know. And I told her that in that moment. She goes, start drinking. So I literally was, like, fucking chugging, and then my car ended up staying.
I just feel like there's history there, and I support it. That's all. Anyway.
I'm so curious of, like, how many people from my hometown listen to this shit.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
Like, I just, none of them are relevant. I don't care.
You're on one today.
I just don't care. Like, the people that know that they're important are important, but I don't care.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
If they could hear our private conversations on, like, a daily, or when we go and eat or whatever, that'd be some real shit.
Yeah, see, like, guys, I'm already, like, such an open book online, but if you heard those conversations, Lord help me, because I'm, like, so out of pocket. Like, I say the craziest shit.
But I feel like I'm very out of pocket.
Yeah, not, like, out of pocket in, like, a offensive way. Like, it would be fine if it went on the internet, but, like, it would just be way too much about our personal lives. So sometimes I sit here and I'm like, what the fuck can I talk about without, like, going too in-depth? Should we make him a nickname? You know how on podcasts they do that?
Yes.
Let's make every
Olivia gave him a nickname years ago.
What the fuck was it? She did, huh?
Chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken.
Why was it Chicken?
I don't know, but she nicknamed him Chicken.
That's borderline offensive for him. I think it's because he honestly used to be a chicken.
She always asks about him, though.
Yeah, because everyone loves him. He's such an... Like, everyone in my life loves this guy. Like, all my friends love this guy. My whole family fucking loves him.
Listen to me. I'm saying it. This morning, I said to Amanda in my kitchen... So, Nick has a girlfriend. I'm sure everybody knows that. If I could have handpicked a girl for Nick, it would have been Emily. Okay? So, I said to her... And I'm not telling her she has to be with this guy because this is her life, her journey. She does what she wants. But if I could handpick a dude for my daughter, it would be him. And it's...
We are tooting his horn like no other.
But it's true.
We are jerking him off.
Because he's all around a good guy. Yeah, he is. And he's, like, got a good family. His mom's great.
You're making me scared.
I'm sorry.
No, he does.
I think that when you guys first got together... you were too young and immature, the both of you.
You were so sweet back then, too, though.
But like, also, I think the second time was too soon after a breakup and you wanted to move to L.A.
Yeah.
And I always told you, like, there's a reason why certain people come back.
Mm-hmm. This guy was, like, my very first boyfriend, like official boyfriend. Yeah. Like, I've had other guys that, like, we were, like, a thing, like, right. in, like, eighth grade or whatever. But I dated this guy, like, in high school for a quick amount of time. But I really, really liked him. And we were just, like, too young and, like, immature. And both, I think, too nervous. Like, I got a lot of anxiety, like, going to his house or, like...
I know. Why?
I don't know. Like, I just was so anxious. Like, I just would get really nervous. But he was always so sweet. Like, he would always walk me to my car, open my car door for me. Like,
he's a good guy. Like, he's very sweet.
So, like, yeah. But I'm so scared because this is the situation. I have hurt him twice. And, like, he's such a good person, and I, like, regret it, and I, like, feel bad about it. But, like, I just was not in the place, like, then, obviously, mm-hmm. to, like, be that serious. And, like, now I feel like I avoid him at all costs because I never wanted to hurt him, and I never would want to hurt him again. I'm literally, like, the boy in the situation, I feel like. Like, I feel like guys probably, like, there's probably a couple guys that, like, or at least one that, like, would avoid me because he knows he would hurt me again.
Right.
And, like, I get it.
Right.
Like, I fully get it.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just, like, so weird. I guess I am dishing it all fucking out. Whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like you just never give yourself, especially with him, like, you've never given it a full chance. You always just got, like, spooked, I want to say.
Yeah. No, literally. But literally, I think that his nickname was Chicken back then because he was, like, so scared. Like, you could tell that he was scared. Like, I was the one that pursued it. I was the one that, like...
Right.
Yeah, like, I always was the one to be like, I like you, like, date me. Like, I was
Well, that's crazy. What you said yesterday. You're like, I'm just not going to pursue it this time. Like, if he wants to, he's going to have like, to pursue it because I'm not going to push somebody to be with me or whatever.
Like, if he wants to take me to dinner or, like, hang out with me, he could do that. But, like, I'm just letting it be and, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm having fun right now. Like, I feel like I'm just having fun. I'm keeping my options open.
Yeah. I like him, though. Team Chicken. No,
Team Chicken.
I'm Team Chicken.
That's so fucked up. He's not a chicken anymore.
He's not, and he's so cute.
He grew up. Oh, my God. I stress myself out bad. I think I'm scared of myself. Like,
So, last week, you talked about, like releasing, and you felt better and stuff like that. And now I feel like all these things are coming in for you because you released so much.
Yeah, so weird. So I talked last episode how I was like writing letters to people from my mm-hmm. past, and it was weird because the night that I started doing that, I was like going to sleep and I was like, who am I going to write about like next? And I haven't yet. I haven't continued this situation because it's like it's not draining, but it is like you have to unpack a lot mentally and like get a lot of your feelings out. So I do it whenever I feel like I want to do that or have the time. But that night I was laying in bed and I was just thinking like a lot about him and like the situation with him because there are like so many things that I could say to him and I probably did last night because I'm fucking crazy. But I was laying in bed and I was like, okay, I'm going to write like his letter tomorrow. I never did it. But like I was laying there, I'm thinking about that and I was like thinking about what I would say to him and what I would write down. And then I woke up and he texted me asking me like a random question and I was like, holy fuck. And I didn't end up writing the letter because I think I was spooked. I was like, he heard me. Like, what the fuck? That was so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. And like, it's like a week later. I just fucking kissed him. Oh, man. So I guess he didn't need a letter. I guess I need to just say it to his face.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And which would be the nice thing to do.
Yeah. I said a lot to him last night. Turns out he doesn't hate me.
Turns out he doesn't hate you.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I don't think he would mind being talked about. It's not like I'm saying anything mean.
Maybe he needs to hear it.
Please don't listen to this. If he's listening to this, I'm going to literally like throw myself out of my window.
No, you're not. You're not.
It's just embarrassing.
Grow up.
I am grown.
Grow up more.
I'm grown.
Cut it out and grow up.
No, I don't want to. Life's so weird. It's so weird how people like come in and out of your life. Like I truly believe that some people are just like meant to like come into your life at certain points. And it's also very odd because this guy in particular always comes back into my life like in the summertime.
Really?
Yeah. Like we always have little like summer flings and then it just like dies. Have you noticed that?
Well, the last time you left.
Yeah.
You full on moved across the country.
Yeah. I'm like fighting myself today.
Dude.
I've literally been fighting myself all day. Like, I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, you're crazy. Oh my God.
Last night I'm at this party. I'm waiting. We had to go to the bathroom. Dad had to go to the bathroom. Waiting online. This guy's behind us. I go to the bathroom. Dad goes to bed. I come out and he looks at me and goes, Michelle, you used to come to my house in high school all the time. Do you remember? And I was like, ugh.
Did you remember?
It makes me nervous when people say that. I don't remember. What do you mean? Remember? I was like, fuck. And then I was like, no, I definitely didn't hook up with this guy. But that's how I get nervous, because people look so different.
Yeah.
You know? So he's like, no. He's like, you were friends with my brothers. And I was like, are you a Lamond? And he's like, oh. Yeah, my daughter's friendly with your daughter. Like, you used to drop her off sometimes in high school. I'm like, oh, Rob, I totally remember you. But I was laughing because I was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's
you really drop names. Like, holy fuck. I'm over here, like, avoiding names at all costs. Oh. You're, like, dropping last names. It's funny. It doesn't matter.
No, he's such a nice guy, and they're a great family. Yeah. And his brother installed, like, my hot water heater. And, like, I was really good friends with his brother Eric growing up. But, like, I am the worst. Like, I barely go out. Yeah. So, like, when I'm at a big party and I'm faced with people, and they're, like, their memory is so good. Then, he's online with Dad waiting, right? Doesn't say anything to Dad, and then Dad comes out and he's like, and you raced me in high school, like our cars, he's like, and you drove this and blah blah blah. And Dad's like,
he didn't remember either.
I looked at him and I go, wow, why do you have such a good memory? My issue is like my memory. Like, I know I hung out with a lot of people in high school and I went to a lot of parties. I can't remember anything. He looked different.
That's bad.
He looked really skinny.
You should start
he lost
reading,
a lot of weight.
Making puzzles. Do some brain activity exercises.
Well.
I need to as well. We should sit down and puzzle. You should really start reading again.
Oh, I have that. I do. I need to. I have that Positano puzzle I really want to do.
Oh, you should.
But I want to do it at home, and I want to get like a board because I want to like glue it.
Oh, yeah. Because
I really like it.
You're hanging up.
Anyway, but yeah, no, it was nice to see him. And I honestly, the reason why I didn't recognize him is because he, not that he was overweight, but he got so skinny that I didn't even recognize him. Like, yeah. He couldn't, whatever. It's not that he looked like old or anything, but it baffles me, people's memories.
Yeah.
Like, how good they are.
No, some people have such good memory. It freaks me out.
It makes me upset because I'm like,
oh. I know.
I go, I looked at him, I go, you got to give me something, like a name, like, just hook me up. And he's like, what the fuck? But I can't lie. Be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally remember you. But, yeah, you know, nice like guy. Crazy. But, like, I saw a lot of people last night that I haven't seen in a long time, which was nice. That's why I do like going to parties and seeing people I haven't seen in a long time. But then I, like, go home and I'm like, oh, I'd just so much rather be home.
Yeah, I like it when I'm in the moment. Like, I love, it's so weird. I think that I'm like a very like introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Because when I am in the social setting and like it's going well and like everyone's nice, whatever, and it's like a good experience, like I have such a good time and I like love talking to people. I love catching up. I love having a good time. I like drinking and like hanging out and being funny. But like yesterday, like when I was driving there, I was really anxious because I was like going by myself. Like, I'm not like close with her like college friends, but I love them. Like, they're all so sweet and funny and like so easy to talk to. But like leading up to it, I was very, very anxious just because that's like how I am.
Well, I hate that. I don't like walking into parties by myself.
Yeah, but like she came out and got me. Yeah. I think she like knows.
She knows.
Yeah. Because like I just get so, so anxious. But like once you push yourself and like get out there and like you're actually there, it always is so much better than you think. Like leading up to every social interaction, I'm like, this is going to be scary. And then it never is as bad as I think.
You have to get out of your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like I always push myself. Like I would never like not go because of that. Like I would never let my anxiety win because like I want to go and I want to be there and show up for my friends. It's just like an internal thing that I deal with. But I mean, I talk myself through it. I was literally like, texting you on my way there. I was like, I'm really nauseous for some reason. Like,
oh, I know. I saw that after, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just get really, really anxious. But I'm the same. It's fun once you're there. Because you didn't. You were like, oh, God.
Like, well, because I get like,
who am I going to see?
Yeah. I mean, I get like wacky.
Yeah. Me too. I overthink.
But then it ends up being fine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Usually when you feel that way the most, you end up having the best time.
Yeah, honestly. or drink a little too much to numb the anxiety. Which
my God,
is a
really I only
bad
had
coping mechanism.
Three vodka drinks, and they were pretty vodka soda, but they were pretty strong. So I was feeling pretty good, and then I knocked out when I got home. I didn't even know. I think the last thing I said to you was, "Can you just Uber like to home, and we'll deal with your car issue tomorrow? Like it's not really a big deal."
Yeah, we both had a night to remember. I'm sorry, I don't know what that was. I need a nap.
Oh my God, I can't. You have another party tomorrow night.
Yeah. Ooh, another rose. Oh my God, tomorrow night? Fuck. Oh my God, I need to get my shit together.
Do you have liquid IV?
Yeah. Another rose. We celebrated Kiara's birthday this week.
Oh, yes.
That was the most fun day ever. Me, Kiara, and Andrea, we got like a day pass for the beach at Dream
Hotel.
Yeah. And we just sat at the pool all day, ordered drinks, ordered food, like such a vibe, just hung out all day. And then we got SDK for dinner and it was so yummy.
Amanda ate a steak for the first time at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Was it the first time at a restaurant?
It was the first time I ordered a steak.
It looked delicious, by the way.
So
how'd you order it?
I got filet mignon, medium, and is that how you say it?
Yeah. And what were the sides on the plate? I couldn't tell.
I got like this red wine sauce. It was kind of like a fancy A1 sauce. And then there was like truffle butter, like melted onto it, which was really tasty. And yeah, we got like truffle fries on the side. What else did we get? So I don't even know. It was so yummy though. Like
they
such
have
a good time.
Good food over there. I've only been there once.
And then we like went out kind of after, like we went to like a little pregame at this restaurant called Say Less, and it was like a promoter kind of dinner vibe, and that's just like not really my thing, but I was going because I didn't want like Kiara to like go by herself, but I just like didn't really want to go, and I knew I wasn't going to go out after that, but thank God Andrea was on the same page as me because we both were like, okay, like let's
time to
leave.
Go.
Yeah, because Kiara had like other friends there too, so we weren't just like leaving her, but yeah, we were like, okay, it's time to go. So we get an Uber, and Andrea had, she's a nurse, so she had work in the morning. She had to wake up at 5 in the morning.
You guys were in that Uber for a long time,
yeah.
No?
So we leave at midnight. We're like, okay, this is good. We're going to get home early. Such responsible girls. We end up sitting in traffic in front of the freaking Lincoln Tunnel for 2 hours.
Something had to happen.
There
had to be cops blocking it off or something.
I have no idea what happened, but it was so annoying. We literally sat there until 2:30 in the morning.
Or an accident, maybe.
Maybe. I have no idea, but we were there for so long. I fell asleep. We were
I was so nervous, and then I ended up falling asleep.
We literally were spiraling. And she, like, called out. She was like, I'm not going to work. Are you kidding me? Like, she would have had to been up in a couple of hours. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so
something definitely big happened to keep you there.
Yeah, we were trying to freaking be responsible.
What was the Uber guy saying?
He was like, oh God, like he was nice about it. He was very like calm and good, but
that's
we were kind of spiraling. But it was a really fun day other than that.
That's
we
fun.
We celebrated Kiara's
the
birthday.
Pool up at the Dream Hotel. Is there like food and drinks up there too? Is like a bar outside and stuff? That's fun.
They have waiters. They come take your order.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It was so much fun. I would do it again for sure.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
do it during this.
But
how much is ticket?
$80 for the day.
Yeah, but
then you can spend the whole day there, 11 a.m. to, I don't know, 6 p.m. I think it closes.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to do like during the summer, though.
Yeah, we ordered a lot. Like, we probably, I don't know how much our tab was, but this guy paid for it. So this guy
That's
came.
A win.
Yeah, it was a win. A win is a win. This guy showed up and he literally just paid for it. He was,
I wonder
like,
what other
his
hotels
friends were hanging out with
that.
Us.
Sorry. I wonder what other places do that in the city.
No idea.
I think it's cool to do.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was a great idea and great way to spend her birthday. So if you guys are thinking of what to do if you have a summer birthday, that is a really great option to just like chill with your friends all day and be able to just like have a whole day together. And
yeah,
it's nothing too crazy. It's a good vibe.
I feel like that hotel in Brooklyn does that. The one that when you're at the pool, the Brooklyn Bridge is like right there. I can't think of the name
of
the hotel,
honestly.
But they do that too.
No idea.
That'd be cool.
No idea. It was a vibe though. Had a great time.
I really do nothing all week. I think because I work so late, so it's so hard.
I mean, typically I try to not do anything Monday to Friday because I like to just get my shit done. But this week was a little busy.
Well, it's her birthday.
So this week coming up is busy too. I just have like so much going on even during the week, which really stresses me out because then I have to figure out when to get my work done. I'm really lucky that I work for myself because I just like compile everything into like one day or like a couple days when I have busy weeks like this. Normally I like to spread it out and like give myself time, but this week's gonna be really fucking crazy. I'm like actually really nervous thinking about it, but everything will be fine. Gotta say the positive affirmations to myself. Everything's okay.
I mean, it's all good, happy things. So, like,
I know, but it's like the work. Like, I have like brand deals I need to get in. So, yeah. I'm like, okay, like, I need before to figure you go, out the time.
Well, bring your computer too to Liv's Bachelorette.
You think I'm gonna be sitting editing a YouTube video?
So, get everything done before you go.
I know, I need to try, but I have a lot going on this week. I have like a ton of events, a ton of shit. Oh my
Tuesday
God.
Seems like a calm day, right?
Tuesday, I have to come to Rockland. I've been trying to remain positive in every situation because I was getting called out on the podcast for being a negative girl. Whatever.
Who did that?
I don't know. Some comments. They were telling me I'm too negative.
A couple of pods ago.
Yeah.
Oh, because everybody's so fucking positive.
Everybody's so perfect and rays of sunshine. Oh, please. Give me a fucking break. Life is life. I know I got it good, but a girl can't complain once in a while.
Everybody's entitled to complain once in a while. Like, it's fucking normal.
If I didn't complain once in a while, I would be actually a sociopath. Like, like that's a normal human, like, thing to do. No? Am I wrong? Like, sorry, my bad. Like, I don't know. I'm in this era where I don't give a fuck. Like, if someone comments something mean about me, like, I actually eat a dick. Like, for real.
Also, like, just take it for where it's coming from. Yeah. Who cares?
Like, whatever. I mean, some things I take as constructive criticism. And, like, yes, like, granted, maybe I should just, like, keep my negativity to myself. But otherwise, like, why am I supposed to just, like, be fake? Like, if I'm feeling some kind of way, like, I want to be open. Like, I want to share that with you
I think
guys.
Be open and raw because people should see...
All sides.
Like, all sides.
Life isn't fucking are you going to be fake perfect.
And, like, oh, everything's so perfect. No, guess what? It isn't.
It isn't. And, like, even if you have a generally good life, like, I'm very, very grateful. I know that I am blessed. Like, I love my life so much and I would never take it for granted. But, like, that doesn't mean that I don't have bad days, too, or, like, struggle mentally sometimes. You know, it happens to the best of us. Even if things are so great, like, some people just struggle.
How about the people that are saying all the negative things towards you? Like, not even, because constructive criticism is fine. Like, if somebody watches a YouTube video and is like, oh, you should do this, or it would be nice if you did it this way. Maybe they're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I always take constructive criticism.
But, like, to come out, like, and be rude to people.
Yeah, like, look within yourself. Like, if you have to leave a hate comment,
something's wrong with you. You're a dick.
Like, you have
straight out.
Yeah, like, you have something inner going on. Like, how are you going to come at someone online's character when you are literally leaving a hate comment? That's literally like you're talking against yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what? It doesn't even make sense.
It's rude. People are rude.
The math is not mathing.
The one comment though that pissed me off the most was towards Anna.
On the podcast?
No.
Oh.
Like, just hate comments, like, about her mom. Like, that's fucked up. Like, you have to be a really internally screwed up fucking person to come out somebody like that. That, ugh.
Yeah.
That pissed
People
me off
People say
the
some
most.
Very out-of-pocket things when they're behind a screen. It's
Yeah, because they're cowards.
Crazy. They
say
are cowards.
It to my face.
Yeah, I don't know why I just got on that tangent.
Yeah, but it pisses me off, too. Sorry.
I'll fight for my friends, too. Oh
yeah, me too. Like, it's just rude. But whatever, you gotta take it for where it comes from. So
yeah, like those comments, like obviously, like sometimes it pisses me off. But I did take the ones that were like, "You complain too much," blah blah. And I looked like within, and I was like, "Okay, I need to just like say nice things to myself and get out of this rut, and like just work on being a more positive person." Because obviously, that like benefits me as well. And when I like get like that, I hate myself. Like I hate the person I am when I. Get into those like very very negative ruts. I literally hate that girl. Like it's just like a side of me that I don't like, but once you're in it and like you struggle mentally, it's like hard to get out of. But I give a lot of props to the 5-minute journal. I feel like it's really helped me.
Good.
It helps me just like stay positive and like look at the positives in every single day, the little things, and like write it down and get that energy out. Like when you put good energy out, you receive it. And I feel like I've been receiving a lot of good.
Been telling you that.
Yeah, I know, but like when you're in a rut,
it's hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in timing, though.
Yeah,
you have to work it out. You know, there's a reason why you're going through certain things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, girl, you're so true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. You're so right.
I'm always right.
You're such a smart wisdom girl. You're such a smart.
I'm not always right, but I'm just. So I just wisdom. Try to like help you be
so
positive.
So much wisdom to give. Such a smart
girl.
You're
being annoying now.
You're so smart and beautiful. Oh, look at you with the little dimples. I'm so sorry. I don't know what the fuck is going on today.
I do. You're less anxious right now, though.
I am, because he answered my text. He was sending me in a spiral. Literally, I was like, oh, God, he hates me. He regrets everything. Oh, my God, guys. If you only knew half of it.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh.
If you only knew half of the story. I can't tell everything, because that would be really crazy. No. But no. If you only fucking knew, you guys would be like, Amanda, what the fuck goes on in your life?
But
And to that, I would say, I don't know. My life is literally a movie. Like, certain things happen, and I'm like, this shit would happen to, like, a main character of a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is crazy.
But things happen for a reason, so.
Yeah.
I also knew. I saw it coming.
I think you manifested this
shit. I didn't manifest anything.
Coralie, too. She was like, I saw this coming. I'm like, how?
Listen, how is everybody have the same response as me?
I don't fucking know, because I always go back. Anyway, it's actually funny. I texted this boy on Valentine's Day. Guys, I was drunk. Me and Hannah went out for Mexican on Valentine's Day. Got these humongous margaritas. And I was like, should I text this guy I dated in high school? And she was like, yeah. And so
then, Hannah,
because she's such a bad influence. She always says yes.
I would have said yes too. Yeah. Only for him though.
He unadded me on Snapchat. So I was like, what the fuck's that about? We got beef or what? So I texted him and I was like, we got beef or what? Why did you want to add me on Snapchat? And he was like, I was tired of seeing your shit. And I was like, fair enough. Fair enough.
Me too. Love the honesty.
Yeah. Then he said he was kidding, but I know he was not. And then he added me back and I was like, hey, happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Like, what? I need a leash.
A leash?
Yeah. I need a leash. I need one, for real. But it's so funny. Oh my God, he knows I'm a little kooky. It's fine.
Listen, hey. It is what it is, but I think that it should be a new era of Amanda allowing herself to be happy. So anybody's on the same page as me, just let me know.
Yeah, I should be nice to myself. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's... God. I'm going to pray a lot today.
Grandma. That was grandma. That wasn't even me. She's in cahoots up there.
It's actually crazy. This is the last boy that I, like, talked to grandma about. I always told my grandma, like, when I had crushes. And this was the last boy I ever told her about. So, it's cute.
She's up there.
Yeah, she's like, he's nice, Amanda. Stop fucking it up. No, she's like, you're a fucking idiot. I just keep sending him back.
And you're not listening. What's wrong with you?
She's like, you're not getting the point. I know. I self-sabotage. I go for assholes. I used to.
I'm over them.
Me too. I'm so over it. Nice guys finish last. It's true. I'm a terrible person. I'm going to go journal about this. Guys, please don't judge me too hard.
But I think everybody goes through it. And, like, I've dated assholes too. Yeah.
And I think it's all about learning.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, I've dated people that weren't so kind to me. And, I mean, we have to learn.
Yeah.
It's all a learning experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to be so anxious posting this. I already know.
Who cares?
I know. I didn't say anything bad. I just kind of dished a lot out.
Nobody knows.
He doesn't mind.
Nobody knows. Who cares?
Apparently not me. I don't know anything anymore. I'm losing all sense of everything, reality, everything. Everything's going out the fucking window, guys. I'm like really just a kooky girl. That's what I am.
I can't.
But I am fun. You know what? You gotta live for the plot. You gotta keep life spicy and fun. Why not? You know, it's good. It's good to do. You gotta give some entertainment. Like I come to the group chat with entertainment, you know? I pop in, I'm like, girls, listen to this one. And they get a kick out of it. You know what? I'm doing it for everyone involved.
I think everybody, including your friends, want to see you happy.
Oh, yeah. I need to go.
Amanda's kooky today.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm losing my
like
shit.
crazy kooky. And you're going out?
Oh, my God. I'm losing my marbles. They're all over the floor.
I'm gonna get off this podcast and vacuum and clean Amanda's apartment for her so she has less things to do.
My mom is my maid. She's gonna come and clean her out.
And then I'm gonna go home and clean my own house.
She's so kind. You've never cleaned my apartment. It's about time.
What?
You've never, like, deep cleaned. I want you to help me clean my bathroom.
Hold up. I stayed here one entire weekend watching your cats, and I
Did you clean my bathroom?
I fucking scrubbed this apartment from that window all the way to those.
That was kind.
Literally.
I take it
cleaned
back.
The baseboard wall, like cleaned.
That's really kind.
Like a psycho.
You're a kind mother.
You're telling me I never sat here and cleaned
it's
your apartment?
Because I wasn't there. I wasn't.
First of all, it's not my apartment to clean. I was just doing it out of the kindness of my own heart because things skeeved me out and I wanted to help you out.
That was kind. I love you. Oh, say back.
So I love you too. So I'm going to clean your apartment because I feel like it's just one less thing you'll have to do this week.
It's really beyond kind.
And
you get good karma points for that. Good karma points.
Ooh. You're weird. Anyway, so that's it. How long have we been talking for?
I don't know.
A bit tired.
I think that is all for today. I think that was enough of Amanda airing out her bullshit. Guys, I'll keep you posted on the chicken. Will I? I don't know. I'm gonna regret airing it all out. I'm gonna give every guy I've ever talked to a nickname eventually. I'm so sorry if this episode wasn't that good. I dished out a lot of my personal life.
What are you, fucking hillbilly now? What's going on?
Yeah, I am. Anyway. Anyways, that's all for today.
I think that we should blast some music. Not too loud because you have 10 neighbors. And we should clean.
Okay. We're going to go clean. Happy Sunday. Get all your... Well, it's Thursday. But it's Sunday for us. So we're going to go do some Sunday chores.
So for us, we're doing Sunday chores. For you listening, have a great weekend.
Yeah, have fun. Love you guys. I want to give you all a kiss on the forehead.
Kissy, kissy.
That's it. Bye. Bye.